So,
just here with Rob. Rob, the guy there. John?
Yeah.
Is it John?
Yeah.
Cut. One, two. Here with John. John in the main hall. Sorry, John.
That's all right, mate.
Keep that in.
You're not as tired as me, so don't worry.
I've only had one coffee, so I'm going to... Yeah. Where are we abouts, are we, in the old library?
So this is the old library, the old central lending library, which is now round the corner in the old building there, which used to be the more research reference library. And this is now adult education, has been for many years. And this, where we are, is Handsome Hall. And a lot of people don't realise is that we're trying to get it open for more heritage events and music and stuff like that, because obviously it's a great space for that kind of stuff.
It is beautiful.
And it's perfect for like heritage fairs as well, because you can see in the round here, there's lots of people, lots of children's activities in the middle, museum boxes, different organisations talking about lots of different communities across Leicester. But by coming together and sharing things you're interested about your heritage and where you're from and all that sort of stuff is much better than trying to share each other's news.
If no one can get here today, where can they find out more things?
So you can go onto the Doc Media Centre website, Documentary Media Centre, so it's docmedia.org, and you can have a look at the last four. This is our fourth fair. We've got one coming up on the 29th of June, Military History Live, which people are very welcome to. They're always free. Or you can pick up one of our Heritage Action Zone, Has We Got News For You, newspapers, either here at Adult Ed or in various locations around the city.
Is there a Facebook or Instagram for the kiddie ones?
Always, mate. There's always young children's activities that are free, always free. And it's about new audiences, getting young people interested in heritage. The trouble is, people think heritage is old buildings, okay? For me, I look at an old building and I think people, places and event. All the people that have been in there and use it today. All the places inside there that have been used for different things and events that have gone in there, and maybe the reason why that building's built is because it was the coronation or something. You start breaking all that stuff down, you suddenly realise that the building is interesting, but what's gone on inside it is much more interesting. And of course, that's where people have all got, I've got photos, I've got this from my granddad, I've got this photo album, I've got this item. So that's why we always try and do language cafes, where people bring an item and they can talk about it.
There you go. Get down if you can. On one's the next one?
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
29th of June is Military History Live, and then the next Saturday Heritage Fair is the 9th of November.
Catch you down there. It's getting me down there. Just raving out one of the stalls. Me and Keith, how are you doing, Keith?
I'm well, thanks.
Nice to meet you again.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
What is it, explain to the listeners, what is going on your stall?
On our stall, we've got flyers, artwork, music, tapes, magazines, some decks, all based around the rave movement from about 1988 to 1995.
There you go. It's absolutely amazing. You've got flyers here from old school Leicester gigs and stuff and Havana and stuff like that.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Sorry, I walked away. I was just saying some of the flyers, where were they from and how have you come across them?
So we've got a load of flyers here from Leicester, which I collected when I was younger and partaking in the scene. Some we've bought a bit later on. And then the other folders are full of flyers from all around the country, some really big name things. People may remember things like Dreamscape, Fantasia, The Eclipse, that sort of thing. So the flyers are all either things I had from when I was young or we've picked them up since.
Is there a web page for these beautiful items to be looked at, and if so, what is it and where is it?
Yeah, the most reliable place if you want to go and have a look at artwork from the time is run by a guy called Fat Media Dave. If you go to Fat Media, P-H-A-T Media, you'll find he's got a database of nearly 30,000 flyers from back in the day.
Oh, sweet. I'll check that out. Thanks for talking to us. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
If you'd like to make your way to the Basement Gallery.
Basement Gallery. Ginger will be on the way to the Basement Gallery in a second. Just walking around a few of these other... A few of these tables, having a look what's going around. I've just come across one. Sorry, what was the name?
Marta.
Marta?
Yeah.
Hello, Marta. What is your stall and what is it all about? Why is it here?
So I work for the UN Academic Impact Hub at DMU, and we're trying to share stories and recruit refugees to share their stories in order to humanise the narrative surrounding them.
Oh, right. So is it based in the De Montfort Hall or is there...
We're based in De Montfort University. the Heritage House, we have our own hub. So it's a space that people can come in, have their own, it's regarding the sustainable development goals at the UN level. And people can come, can do their own events, can collaborate with us. We help liaison with events as well. But mainly this is our long-term project called Atifa. And we're just trying to get refugees to come forward with their stories in order to...
If there is any refugees listening today, can they get hold of you on Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah,
sell
LinkedIn.
Yourself, go for it.
Yeah, please reach out to us on LinkedIn. We have, it's called Atifa Project. And we respond really quickly, or you can email us at dmusdg16@dmu.ac.uk.
There you go. Go check them out. Thanks for that. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to just wander a bit more, go around, see some other stalls and some nice pictures that are along the way here. We're coming up to some old kind of styled Roman sort of Leicester. We'll have a chat with these young people in a second. So I'm just walking around having a look at some. Shall we have a sit down? My legs are killing me. You have a seat. I've just come over to a stall, just nicking Margaret's stall. Sorry, Margaret. Do apologise. So you're the Friends of the... I'm going to say this wrong.
Yeah, Friends of Jewellery Wall Museum.
Oh, the museum next to the...
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, that's the one.
Near St Nicholas Church. So the museum closed in 2016 for refurbishment, and then due to various problems since, we're still struggling for it to reopen, but the new date we've got is hopefully early 2025. There's been a lot of work needed on the actual structure as well as what they're doing inside to present things in a different way. It will be a museum on Roman Leicester, so it will have artefacts, it will have mosaics, and there will still be access to the wall itself, which is obviously still standing there after all these years.
I hope so.
And it will have a cafe and a shop as well. There will be a charge, but it probably will be in conjunction with the third centre as well, so there might be a combined ticket, but the tickets would normally then last a year, so if people want to revisit they would be able to do that. So we don't know all the ins and outs of that bit yet. That's all being sorted by Leicester City Council.
So that's the early 2025 it should be reopened. Sam will keep an eye on that.
In the meantime, Friends of Jewellery Wall formed in 2004, so it's our 20th anniversary this year.
Get it.
And that was, with the aim of trying to keep the museum open and being party to what the decisions that are going on and being involved with the museum when it reopens. But St Nicholas Church next door kindly offered their space for us to use there for the events that we do, so mostly in a match with Heritage Sunday with DMU. And we do various periods, and we'll bring various artefacts. Sometimes there's a whole suit of armour if you're into that. And we try and just show what life could have been like, what people may or may not have used through multi-period. So they're the last Sunday of the month from May through to October. And we're happy to come out and tell people about Jewellery Wall, and we'll bring the latest news from the Leicester City Council as well. So we are in touch with them and, being led by them.
That's cool. Is there a Facebook page if anyone wants to find out?
You can find Friends of Jewellery Wall on Facebook, and there will be a Leicester City Museum site for the news on the Jewellery Wall Museum as well.
Well, keep your ears and eyes open for that. Just have a quick... What we got on... Are these from Leicester, these?
No, so these vases are just replicas of pottery through the ages, going from Iron Age through to Roman, Saxon and medieval. They are replicas based on things that could have been found in England particularly, but not necessarily all identical to ones found in Leicester, but it's just a sample of what would have been around at the different periods. And the same with all of the other things, writing from the Roman tablet to the medieval manuscripts, and then jewellery and things like that. So it's just a sample of the things that we have. We're primarily, some of the committee members are reenactors, and so over the years we've amassed quite a lot of things in our periods of reenactment, and we're happy to bring them for people to handle them.
Okay, I've just noticed you've got this feather pen. This is what the kind of pens they used back in the day.
This is medieval, yeah. So medieval, they probably used a quill pen, and they would have dipped it in the ink. But strangely, in the Roman period, you've got metal-nibbed wands that they would have dipped in ink. So different peoples, different periods use different things, and they would all be the forerunners to our biro as we use today, and it would have gone through the fountain pen stage, for those who remember still having a fountain pen at school.
I used to love having a fountain pen. It used to pop in your trousers and go all over your leg.
Well, when I was at school, it was the cartridge. Well, initially it was filling the ink well, and then cartridge, so it made it a little bit easier and not less messy.
Well, on that, I'll leave you with that. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank
Absolute
fun.
Come and check them out again. Who are you?
I'm Sharon.
From
Friends of Jewellery War Museum.
Go check it out.
So I'm Tasman from Serendipity Institute for Black Arts and Heritage, and I'm joined with Hafsa as well. So we're an organisation that focuses on dance and heritage in the African and African Caribbean diaspora. We do focus on Leicester, but we also branch out nationally and internationally. We focus on the histories that have been hidden, just to give them a little bit more visibility in the area, and just to add a little bit more... What would you say we're doing with the archive?
With the archive, we're documenting and preserving history around the African Caribbean community and giving light and shedding light to unheard voices.
All the artwork and some artists there as well. So follow your ears this evening, put your hand in the air and enjoy yourself.
Okay, so with the archive, with the Living Archive, we're essentially giving voice and visibility to communities that don't often have their histories documented. We've got
25 publications on our table out today, just to kind of show people what we've got going on at Serendipity. So we're one of the biggest publishers for Black Dance. Everything on the table, we've got 2/3 dance and 1/3 heritage, and we're always expanding. So every October we release in between 1 and 3 publications a year, including Black Ink, which is our annual magazine. We've got each writer in there is a Black academic or someone involved in politics or history. And then we've also got our dance publications, which release after every time we do our Let's Dance International Frontiers each year, which is every 29th of April. We've also got things like our annual Windrush Day lecture. So we're on our 5th year now, so we'll have Lisa Dion Morris joining us on the 22nd of June, and she'll be talking about Black female academics and mental health in those spaces and how we can cultivate a feeling of serenity in those workplaces. We're always trying to expand. We're trying to open our Living Archive now, which is an opportunity for us to document Black heritage, put it in a digital space and cultivate it for the future. We're trying to bring different stories out as well. Hafsa's working on a project called Unspoken African Dialogues, which is an oral history project about people who migrated from the continent over to Leicester in the East Midlands, just to kind of get those new stories of migration, because we didn't just all come from Windrush. We've come from all different places around the world, and it's just to bring those different stories. So, yeah.
So we're walking around, still just coming up to this beautiful stand with these fantastic paintings, drawings, art gallery kind of thing going on with Kim. Yes, I remember the name. Keep that pin in. So, Kim, what are these pictures all about? What is this stand all about? What's going on?
So we actually represent the Genocide Education Network. We're a fairly new group. We actually published our website today, so we're really excited about launching it.
There you go. What is it? Quick, get it out.
The Genocide Education Network.
There you go.
Google us, you can find us.
Heard it here first.
So the paintings actually are from a very good friend of mine who was a forensic technician sent out by the UN to Bosnia and to Kosovo during the conflicts there. And he was involved in the excavation of the mass graves and clearing up and identification of the bodies.
Oh, right.
So, quite dark subject, obviously.
Yes, and no.
Yeah.
It depends how brightly you mention it.
Well, absolutely. So the bright white snow, obviously, yes, on the persistence of memory is quite stark. That's actually about sexual violence as a weapon of war, which is probably the most kind of confrontational subject, I think, that we're talking about today. But Grave Embrace, which is obviously the two skeletons there, you'll see in the picture that it has a Seiko watch.
Seiko watch. Now, yes. Now, for those that don't know what a Seiko watch is...
Well, they were really, really popular in the 1990s, sort of late 80s into 1990s. And they were self-charging watches. So as you moved, it would charge your watch.
How cool is that? Why don't we have those watches now?
Absolutely. Now we just plug them in and use all that electricity. Not particularly green.
No. Back to the painter, though. Beautiful painting.
Absolutely. Beautiful, quite stark painting. But the reason I mentioned the Seiko watch here is because actually it was used as evidence in the International Criminal Tribunal against in former Yugoslavia. So that obviously, the Criminal Tribunal was set up to investigate and prosecute committers of genocide in the former Yugoslavia, so in Bosnia, in the 1990s. And this was actually an image from a mass grave, and they were able to pinpoint within sort of 24 to 36 hours when those people were killed, because the date on the time on the watch, because it took time for it to discharge its energy and to stop, they could say that it was in that 24 to 36 hour window.
There you go. That's amazing. And what's this one? This what is it? What is it? There's two skulls in a yellow bucket. What does that can?
Yeah. So this is where this is the mass grave painting, and in this one, obviously there's a photo here.
Oh yeah.
And they actually used the photo to try and identify the family members of the remains, so they were able to actually return the remains to the family members.
That, you know what? I think we'll leave it there because that is probably beautiful. But once again, because of the launch of your new webpage, just for the listeners one more time.
Yeah, we're the Genocide Education Network.
There you go, check them out. Thank you very much. Still wandering around, but I found myself with Christina from Leicester Music Memory Box. Musical Memory Box. What is all that all about, Christina?
It's about, we're a not-for-profit organisation, a community interest company. We're all about using music, singing, and the use of personal playlists to help our health and well-being, and especially for people affected by dementia, because music's a really powerful, and sort of, some people describe it as a magical way of working with people with dementia.
Oh, that is fantastic. My nan had dementia back in the day. God rest her soul. She's up there partying away to some music, hopefully. So just explain to me what you've got here on your stall. What's it all about?
I've got various sort of photos of old music bands like ABBA and Shwoddy Woddy and the Beatles and some other sort of examples of different ways of listening to music. There's some simple music players, which are like MP3 players for people that have dementia so that they can use them, and then that's easy access to their music, because it's their personal music that's the thing that has the biggest impact.
I've just spotted a bit of vinyl on the table
there. Yeah, there's a bit of vinyl as well that's actually got a list. We created that in lockdown. So it's got a list of all our playlist songs.
Well, we've got it. Let's have a listen. What have we got? Oh, that is... So for those that can't see... What they've done is they've stuck a sticker of Leicester Music Memory Box on the centre. It looks very clever. It looks professional. Yes. And then around the edge, they've written
engraved.
Engraved.
That's the word.
I think you should be doing the interview. She engraved the songs on the side. What are some of the songs there?
So they're songs that the group members at the time, so when we were during lockdown and we were meeting on Zoom and we asked people to share their playlist songs. So we've got a real mixture on here. We've got things like How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Yes. And we've got Crazy by Patsy Cline, Country Roads by John Denver, and then what else have we got? Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Some of the proper classics there.
Does
it still work when the needle goes through?
No.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I thought that's something you'd actually got that. Now that is some doing. They've gone way above there. if there was, is there a web page or a website for people to get hold of?
So our webpage is leicestermusicalmemorybox.co.uk, and we're also on the socials.
Yeah, I know the social things, the X's, the triangles, the boxes, the Facebook. So is it just, what was it if they want to find you on Facebook?
If they look for Leicester Musical Memory Box, then they should find us.
Hopefully. There you go. I do hear a little birdie told me that you may be coming on to Saw Sound as well. Is this true?
We may be.
Maybe. Is this a is this an exclusive? Have I swooped in and took one?
No, I need to talk to Rob.
Rob, if you're listening, as he always does, to Saw Sound. Let's get him in then. Let's get us done. Fantastic. Yes. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Getting her out. Going on a little mission. Going to see what's going on. See who's out and about.
Thank you.
Hi. So yes, Ginger Sound is out with Saw Sound again. Me and Rob are, where are we, Rob?
We're in the Leicester Adult Education College, which is in the old library, and Handsome Hall, which is opposite where Fenwick's used to be, on Beaver Street.
Well, there you go. That's where we are right now today. I'm going to be going around interviewing a few people. What was the event actually called, Rob?
It's the Saturday Heritage Fair, where a heritage organisations or people who want to set up as a heritage organisation can come together and talk to other people from heritage organisations. And it's things like, you might have a collection of old radios, or you might have a collection of tickets from when you used to go to gigs when you were a kid or something like that. Not necessarily the stuff that you'd think is automatically going to go into a museum, but there are people who run museums and other organisations here as well.
Well, I'm going to go around and find out who, what, when and where. Stay tuned to Saw Sound, because Ginger's on one. So what's your name, young man?
Tammy.
Hello, Tammy. What are you doing here at the centre?
I just came for painting, and downstairs, they're all Indians, so I'm Indian.
Okay. Did you do any of the paintings?
No.
Are you going to be a painter when you're older?
No.
No. What do you want to do when you're older?
I will be a police.
A police?
Yes.
What's a police?
It's a cop, Cop.
A cop? Oh, you want to be the policeman?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go, Mr. Officer. I'll speak to you later. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Bye.
See you later.